A family in eastern Idaho is coming under fire for allegedly defacing a natural rock arch near Moab, Utah. The graffiti came to light after a post on social media. Matt Gillum has more.
Corona Arch is a sandstone feature west of Moab that's between Canyonlands National Park and Arches National Park. Photos posted online show Ryan Anderson and his family standing in front of the iconic geologic feature with the number 18 etched into the rock, the letters R and J with a heart between them. The Idaho Falls businessman is facing scrutiny from across the nation for allegedly defacing the arch. Anderson owns Anderson Hitches in Idaho Falls. One of his customers spotted a photo of the vandalism online and sounded the alarm. Lisa Bryant is with the Bureau of Land Management in Moab.
We do have incidents of graffiti and vandalism that does seem to be on the rise just with the increase in visitation.
Bryant says over 2.8 million visitors pass through the geologically rich area around Moab annually. She stresses that the vast majority of people are good stewards of the land. A crew of specialists will be sent to Corona Arch to remove the graffiti.
We can probably either sand or carve the information out. It will leave a mark on the rock.
Bryant says willfully defacing these rocks is a federal misdemeanor and punishable by up to a $100,000 fine and a year in prison. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.
Ryan Anderson has since released a statement taking full responsibility for the defacement. He says he will pay for the restoration and speak out against others who might, quote, make the same mistake.